D20 Radio, where gamers roll.
www.d20radio.com.
Madison, Wisconsin. This is the Underground Radio, bringing you the very best news and views this side of Twist Mountain. My name is Sam, and I'm recording here with the other four members of the group that drove up to Madison, Wisconsin from Fargo, North Dakota. We have Mr. Matthew Garvin.
What up?
We have Darren Cole.
Hey yo.
Mitch Westrick.
Hi.
And Afton Samson.
Hi there.
So, for today's episode, we are going to be discussing all about our trip to regionals here. The top eight for juniors and seniors has just concluded, and we're just going to be sharing a couple of the experiences that we've had with the regionals trip so far. So, Garvin, you participated in the TCG and the video game, right?
Yep.
And how was your experience with that?
It was pretty good. I liked it. Though I'm a little upset myself that I did better in the video game than the cards, because my video game team was kind of just thrown together with no rational thought at all.
Okay. All right. How did you do in the trading card game?
Trading cards, I went 0-0-2.
Okay.
No, 0-3-2. Not 0-0. 0-3. Thank you.
There you go. And which deck did you use?
I used my rainbow deck.
Very, very cool. That's definitely not a deck that you see very often anymore.
No, ever. Going up against guys, yeah, what are you running? Oh, ho-ho. It's like, who runs a ho-ho?
Oh.
What does it do?
It's like, what's a ho-ho do again?
What does a ho-ho deck do for the totally ignorant when it comes to cards person?
Ho-oh has the ability is when it's in the discard, you can flip a coin. If heads, it goes to your bench, and you add three different basic energy cards to it.
That's kind of cool.
Yep.
That was from Dragon's Exalted, right?
Yep.
Very cool. And for the video game team, you kind of just in Pokemon that you liked for it?
Yeah, pretty much just things I liked. I try not to go, OU things that you see at most places.
Sure.
I mean, my team had a Swellow.
Okay.
Everybody saw that and was like, dude, you have a Swellow. And they just kind of giggled and it's like, yeah.
All right. Very cool. You had fun, though, yes?
Oh, yeah. I had lots of fun. It was a good experience.
Excellent.
First actual big tournament I've been to.
Well, congratulations on the first tournament.
Thank you.
And Darren, you participated in both too, right?
Yes, yeah, I did both.
Okay. What deck did you use for the Madison trip here?
I used a Gourgeist / Gardevoir deck with Chandelure EX in it and some Mewtwo EX in there. It did pretty well, even though my record didn't really say so. I had a lot of really close matches.
Good deal. How about the video game competition?
Video game? With the help of Mr. Josh Massey, put together a Trick Room team, and it didn't do as well as I had hoped. I'm a little disappointed in my team, but I had a couple close matches.
Very good.
I did have fun, so.
Excellent.
That's what matters.
Indeed.
Won the first game. Where are you going?
And Mitch, you are our resident trading card game expert. And I noticed that you had also been playing in some of the side matches, side events today that were going on.
Yep.
How was the trading card game competition proper for you?
It's fun. I have fun.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell
I don't always win, yeah. But winning is not all that matters. We're here for a good time. Had a good time. Went 3-4-1 in the actual regionals tournament. I scooped two of those losses because the fellows were going for invites or kicker points, which, for those of you that don't know, means they're trying to go to Worlds or get a travel stipend to go to Worlds. And we don't quite earn enough championship points to do any of that in North Dakota. So I wasn't going to grinch them. I figured I would let them have that. And after round five anyway, a tie wasn't going to do any of us any dang good. So I gave it to them, and hopefully that helped them out. And then I participated in a league challenge because I'm just way too good at the video game. I didn't want to steamroll everyone. So I played that with a rogue deck, which just means it's not a big deck everyone uses. And I ended up going 1-5 in that with some good matches. I'm very proud of my no-show victory. That was hard fought. I had to sit there for a whole 5 minutes before they gave me the match. That was great. And I had a lot of fun.
Excellent.
Good.
Afton.
Yeah.
You were pretty much the exact opposite of Mitch on this one. You went for strictly the video game competition.
That's right.
And what did you end up doing the first day of competition while we were all, well, for the most part, getting kind of kicked around the field a little?
Well, I've kind of had a fantastic weekend. I'm so happy right now. While everyone else was busy with their card games that I don't play, I was hanging out by the activity center, which had it had coloring. And it had some mini games. It had just really, really cute, fun stuff, mostly for the children of Masters players who aren't old enough yet to start playing the game themselves. I was probably the only person over the age of 12 that was hanging out over there. But, so I drew this really cool picture, and I put my name down on a couple of raffles, and I ended up winning a Helioptile beanie, which is super duper cute. It's the best.
Very
and
cool.
Also, with my picture, I managed to win an Avelto box, which I will keep the pretty trading cards and let Joey have first pick on the rest of them. So, and it has a figurine. I'm all about the figurines.
Nice. There you go. And how did day two go? You were in the video game competition.
I was. Let's see. First, I need to say that I had huge, huge amounts of help from pretty much everyone on the trip who does the VG. Sam lent me his Esper so that I could breed up a good Meow Stick, which I didn't end up using, unfortunately. I got to borrow from Garvin a choice scarf, choice specs. I think that was it. I asked you if you had a light clay, but that wasn't happening.
I didn't have that yet.
Yeah. And then I actually got Sam's Esper from Darren, who had been using it already, and Darren also helped me evolve my Pumpkaboo, which was fantastic. So
yeah.
I ran a ghost type team, and it did okay. I won two games, which was great. And then it was really nice to a lot of my opponents were super cool people. A lot of my matches were way closer than I ever expected them to be. And the best part was probably that I met a bunch of really cool people when I was doing these matches. I mean, I got to talk about the podcast because nobody's heard of the podcast outside of our lovely little groups, and so it was really fun to, like, definitely get some new listeners in, and then it was also fantastic to just meet new people from different places and to get all these new friend codes, just hanging out with other nerds. Nerddom is a wonderful place.
Indeed it is. So,
Sam.
Yeah.
Sam.
Sam.
How did
Sam.
You do, Sam?
Well, I played in the card game competition, and I was using my Kling Klang deck. For those of you who don't know what that does, it is a Plasma Steel Kling Klang, which has an ability Plasma Steel, which allows you to ignore the effects of the damage, rather, of a Pokemon EX's attacks on all of your Metal-type Pokemon, of which all of my Pokemon were Metal-type. So it proved to be a little bit of a challenge to people who had EX-heavy decks, which is how I got the couple of victories that I did, just because I managed to lock people out and then they couldn't do anything from that point on. I had a couple of close matches, a couple not-so-close matches. The favorite part, though, of the entire tournament was when I got to fight Dustin Zimmerman. And for those of you who do not know who that is, Dustin Zimmerman is a world-ranked player. He's a fantastic guy, a member of Team Hovercats, and he was a really awesome person. Usually there are a lot of people at these competitions where they're the top eighters and they're very, very focused on what they're doing here. I mean, don't want any distractions. They're there for business, and I mean, that is what it is. I mean, they'll be getting trips to their various nationals and worlds competitions by how well they do here. So, you know, that's understandable. But he was really, really cool with everything. I mean, he saw the clink clangs, and he just, yeah, he was able to get around it pretty effectively. But it was when I was in the second round, in the second match of that round, where I was using Smash Turn off of a Dark Explorer's Clink to be able to do damage and to be able to cycle my Pokemon around to the point where he couldn't one-shot any of them. That was quite possibly one of the most ridiculous and bizarre points of the entire tournament, but it was a really good experience, and he was a very interesting individual to speak to. I don't know if I remember to recommend the podcast to him, but just because, I mean, he's Dustin Zimmerman, he's there for other stuff, and I'm sure other people are just like, well, you know, it's Dustin Zimmerman, we have to talk to him at some point. But, you know, it was still really interesting to get to fight him. It was fantastic to be able to fight a world's-ranked player.
That's really cool. And how did you do in the VGC then? VGC. VG. I've been making that mistake all weekend, so. How'd you do in the video game, Sam?
Well, for that one, I went 3-5. I had quite a few matches where it came down to pretty much the closest point that you could possibly get. I'd miss with Overheat on my Manectric, or I would miss with a Play Rough on my Azumarill. You know, it was just one of those things. The RNG gods did not favor me in those first three rounds. The first three were pretty tough. It was in the fourth round that I probably felt like it was the worst match because, and it wasn't because of how I performed or how my opponent performed, because he had a really awesome game too. It was that I kept getting all of the RNG luck that I had missed on the first three rounds at that particular point. I mean, I just kept getting burns, I kept getting the accuracy drops off of Muddy Water, I got paralysis off Thunderbolt, I was getting all kinds of things, and I was just like, man, it's, what can you say? I mean, it's unfortunate that that happened, because he had a really good team. I really appreciated it.
No, I actually want to talk about luck for just a second, because there was this great moment in, I think it was probably either my third or fourth match, where my opponent was dropping some rock slides and some earthquakes, and my Chandelure was out there, and my Chandelure is not a very tanky Chandelure. It can take a hit, one hit, and then it can't. But that Chandelure, I run, I want to run Bright Powder on it eventually, but for now it has a Lax Incense, and I also run Minimize on it. And so, without any Minimize, this opponent of mine had missed with a Rock Slide and missed with an Earthquake, and then after I got my first Minimize off is when he one-hit KO'd me. So, a little bit of irony there, but it was a great moment. Me and my opponent both had a good laugh over it.
Good deal. I was also given permission by the premier tournament organizer here by the name of Jimmy Ballard, who is a fantastic guy for allowing me to record the podcast while I'm here. It was under the stipulation that I wouldn't interview anybody, and I had no real intentions to do so other than with the group that I had brought up here with me. But yeah, he was a really awesome guy, and he remembered me actually from last year because I had worn this very same shirt, which is the Dark Side of the Moon Evolutions t-shirt. Pretty sure you can still find it on Redbubble. He was just like, have I seen you before? And I said, yep, my co-host and I have been here before, and you challenged one of us to a match using your old Evolutions deck. And it was really cool that he remembered me there. It was really cool that he allowed me the opportunity to record afterwards. So,
go Jimmy!
Yeah, big thanks to him. It was just fascinating. He also allowed us, he was also pointed out spaces for us to record. I mean, he was really cool about everything. So that was very awesome to see, and hopefully we'll be able to do this again next year. That would also be really fantastic. Maybe we could even speak to the organizer well beforehand to try and get a spot set up here so that we could even do some announcing at some kind of event. I think that would be really fantastic. Speaking of announcing, Mr. David Reichenberger, who did come up with the second group that was coming up for regionals, was an announcer for some of the matches that were going on today, which was also really cool. They also, for the first time, at least for a regional competition, as far as I know, up here, were streaming a lot of the matches that were going on. They would take, like, random matches, either from the video game or the trading card game, and they would record what was going on there. And they had a separate little recording area, and I can actually see it right over there. There are a bunch of people sitting in that area right now because they all took it all down. But yeah, it was also really exciting to see them give the same sort of attention at Worlds that also for here. I mean, it's a fantastic way for people to watch the matches later on and be able to, you know, see what's going on, be excited about competitive play. It's a fantastic experience.
Like that big groan that you heard in the background just then, that was a bunch of people responding to the video game that is being streamed right now.
Exactly. And yeah, so it's really fantastic. I especially loved all the decorations that they had put up here. The Pokemon Company sent out a bunch of banners featuring a lot of different Pokemon, a bunch of fairy types. They had a triple banner thing going on here that we all took a picture in front of, and we'll also be putting that picture up on the podcast website so that we can show that off there. It's been a fantastic time. It really has. So, it has been a trip, though. The drive up here, for those of you who aren't aware of the time between Fargo, North Dakota and Madison, Wisconsin, was 9 hours. And that was including a couple of breaks that we made there just for gas and food and that sort of thing.
Yeah, stretching your legs.
Stretching your legs. So, yeah, we're going to be getting ready to go back there. And about the time that we finish up recording here, we're probably looking to get back around 2 in the morning. So that should also be pretty awesome.
That's a word for it.
Yeah. So, yeah. Hope for my endurance there. I'm going to try to stay awake as long as I can for that one. But
all would be good.
All would be good.
Yep.
The whole length of time would be all right with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I would like to not be in the ditch. The ditch is not
die.
So pleasant.
Though,
hey,
you know, it's the risks ditch of going in the ditch is so much better this year, though, because we didn't have a blizzard. And that was awesome. Last year,
there was rain here, guys. That's so cool, especially coming from North Dakota where it's been sleet and snow for the last 7 months.
Why is the snow hot?
That was probably a quote of the weekend right there.
But yeah, no, it's been really great. I haven't had to worry about snow on the drive down, no ice. Last year, Natil was the driver, and she had a whole bunch of icy roads, especially from probably Fargo to Minneapolis is where it was the worst. Otherwise, everything else was beautiful on the drive down and the drive up. I mean, I also got, for the first time, to stay long enough for me to see what the prizes were for the regional tournament, which was pretty fantastic. I've been scoping out a couple of the prizes. They looked amazing. I really wish I could have won one, but, you know, it's how it is. I'm not bitter at all. I mean, I got so many things from this trip. I had such a great time. And, yeah, it's been just a great time.
Not just a great time. Probably a fantastic time.
Yeah.
We shouldn't leave it at great.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Ultra, even. An ultra time. Ultra is superior to great.
Is it?
It is. It is. It has a higher catch rate.
You learned something from this, Darren.
You're just upset because...
Are you wasting your money on crepe balls?
There you go.
I've been wasting my money on crepe balls.
No.
Oh, no.
Goodness gracious.
Oh, dear.
Wah, wah, wah.
But, yeah. So, now that we've gotten through that, any aspirations from any of you guys for next year? What did you learn from your experiences here?
I personally learned that there's going rogue, and then there's going a little too rogue.
Yeah, that's true.
What? The Ho-Oh deck?
I got props for it, but I also got whooped for it.
Yeah, yeah. Props don't mean so much when it comes to the rankings.
Exactly.
It was quite an experience. It was there was a lot more going on here than in little old Fargo. I think the biggest thing I took from this was don't be afraid of using OU Pokemon, but don't be afraid to use some rogue stuff mixed in. Maybe all rogues is a bad idea.
Yeah.
I learned a couple pretty great things this weekend. The first and foremost is that if you start talking to people, they will probably like to talk to you. I got to meet a bunch of really cool people, and I got to meet a bunch of, like, dads who had no idea what their kid was doing, but they were happy for him anyway. And I talked to some of the judges, and they were really cool people. And one of the league leaders that I met here actually said my favorite quote of the tournament, and that was, you either win or you learn. And that was definitely what happened to me this weekend. I got my butt kicked a lot, and the watchword for my next competition is definitely preparation. I was underprepared just really, really badly, and Sam's over here, and he's like, yeah, you were. So I'm gonna do a little bit more preparation next time, and hopefully that'll mean I win more than two games.
Preparation is always good.
I learned that the TGIFs here are way better.
Right?
They are.
That TGIF was fantastic.
Amazing.
Yeah, no, our dinner on Saturday night was fast. It was delicious. Our server was funny. It was a great night.
And it was 20% off.
20%
off?
Thank you, Afton. Woohoo, coupons.
Plug in TGI Fridays. If you're ever in Madison, Wisconsin, hit it up.
It's fantastic.
Yep. It's the one on... It's 2502 East Springs Drive, I believe.
You
go. So
how did you even remember the address?
Because
you're
I've
fantastic.
Got... Thank you. But I suppose if you've been having to keep track of the...
Garmin Garvin, both
not,
of those.
Not Garmin, from whether you looked it up and then you had to Snapchat it to somebody else, and then that person had to also Snapchat it to somebody else, then I had to take a note of it, then I had to enter it into the Garmin.
What
I'm
happened?
Pretty
I
sure
looked it up on someone else's phone, and then we sent it, and it was a thing. There are words for what it was that I won't say on the radio.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting, but yeah, that TGI Fridays was fantastic. The dinner was great there.
And you could sing along with Mitch.
Yeah, you could sing along with Mitch.
That'll be another picture.
That'll be another picture.
There's going to be a lot of pictures, guys. Keep your eyes open.
I had a couple experiences with the trading card game. I was notably underprepared for that one just because I had spent the last 2 weeks figuring out all the video game stuff. And I wasn't entirely sold on my ability to get through the trading card game that much. It was a video game that I was really focusing on. I don't know, I guess I enjoy the trading card game as a side event. I really do like it. It's a fantastic time. I mean, you get to sit and stop and think a whole lot more than you do in the video game. The video game is far more the just flying by the seat of your pants sort of thing going on there. You have a much more limited time to be able to make your move choices, as Darren and I both figured out in our match.
There were a lot of times where my Pokemon just chose their moves for themselves.
Yep. It was actually in your match with me. It was the first time that I had ever allowed the computer to choose my options.
It chose well.
I'm pretty sure we both had the computer choose our options for us.
Yep.
And yeah,
that's an option.
That muddy water just drop in your accuracy saved me on that one. But
Camille is Pokemama. She's awesome.
Yeah, no, definite plug for Pokemama right here. She's fantastic. She's who I won the Helioptile hat from, and she's super cool. I got to hang out in the activity center all day Saturday, and she was super chill. She was funny. In fact, she's like not only just a super cool lady who sews a bunch of Pokemon hats. She is also like up to date on the Pokemon pop culture stuff going on. Like, she made a Helix fossil hat because of Twitch Plays Pokemon. And so, I mean, she is super legit. She's the best. I think the website is Pokemama.com, but, like, Google her. Really. She's so cool.
It's awesome.
Yep.
Garvin, you gotta make a comment about the GPS.
The
what?
That was a part of the trip that was also very... that was also very memorable. Yep, Garvin and Garmin sound very similar. So when
especially when you're aggravated.
Yeah.
So when we're yelling at the Garmin GPS for wanting us to turn right when there's, you know, a lake, or, you know, turning left when there's, you know, a bridge, you know, it's sort of like, well,
you almost did it again.
I almost did it again. You have to switch around the Garmin and the Garvin, and yeah, it was, we need to come up with Nateel, Mitch, and I came up with a name for the GPS a while back, and we sort of forgot that one for a little while, and we were calling Garmin and the Garvin kind of interchangeably there, and it was
recalculating.
It was pretty funny. It was.
Hey, you Mitch. Think it was funny.
I do think it was
Mitch.
Funny.
Hey, Mitch.
Hey, Mitch.
How's your wristband smell?
Fantastic.
Hey, Mitch. Did you get that bonus 50 HP?
It's not that bad. That was a big whiff.
Well, I had to make sure. Yeah. Yeah. Smells like skin.
Yep, smells like skin.
Skin smells pretty gross.
None.
What? The
I'm offended.
He's been offended all trip. We're not too concerned.
He resists certain types of jokes.
Hashtags. Not actually offended.
No, he's weak to certain jokes. He resists hashtags.
Oh, he resists hashtags. It's time to go home.
Hashtags? Is that what you were going to say?
I can't say words anymore.
I suppose. So yeah, that was the trip. We get to go home now and go back to organizing a variety of different things. I was really pleased with how amazing the weekend was and how many people I got to suggest the podcast to, how many people I got to talk to about Pokemon organized play. I was able to speak to a lot of parents, a lot of just individuals who were interested in starting Pokemon leagues. They were kind of, no, they weren't kind of, they were very surprised that there was anything even going on in the Dakotas. Some of them didn't even know there was a league in North Dakota. They're just like,
people
oh,
in North Dakota.
Some of them didn't
even
know.
North
it's true.
Some of them didn't even know there were people in North Dakota.
North Dakota is a state?
What?
Really?
Well, out of Canada.
You got a passport to come here?
No doubt.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, Pokemon Nerdom is a fantastic place to be.
It is. And
got to bond with other nerds.
It's always a good spot, especially around here, just because, I mean, it is the Midwest. There are a lot of people who are just really calm and really awesome, and everybody has a good time. As far as I know, there weren't any major problems. And, yeah, I also got a bunch of Pokemon cards. Don't know how much you guys all bought, but I spent an obscene amount of money on cards.
Though
how many beach did you buy?
How many beach?
Yeah.
I bought zero beach because...
Wasn't that obscene?
$200? for a card.
Yeah,
it's,
a card that's going to be
paper.
A card that is going to be out of circulation, rotation rather. That is going to be out of rotation in just a few months. So, yeah.
It looks like it's from like 96. Anyways, how
no,
is it still in
doesn't.
Rotation?
It can't look like it's from 96.
Yeah,
it's got like Gen 3 Pokemon on it.
That one did. In the
Whatever.
Case.
Yep.
What? You were going to say a thing.
Yes.
Titpig wasn't a thing in 96.
Garvin. It's true.
He probably
you better
wasn't
recalculate.
Garvin.
Recalculate,
Time
Garvin.
To recalculate, man.
Ah. Stupid. GPS. See.
Yep. Pretty much. So, yeah. Now, so I think we'll head over and see what's going on for the Grand Forks crew that also came down
D-squad.
With us. And, yeah, we will be heading home, and I'll finally have the other episode edited and ready to go, so there might be a little bit of a double feature with this one. I'll have all day Monday because I took it off.
Nice.
So, and I'm gonna need it after another 9-hour drive.
Yeah.
I'm gonna need it. So... Yeah, for those of you who are listening.
Hey, I just remembered my thing is that when we're here next year, you got to make sure you look for us. We'll say hi, and we'll be super happy to hear that you're a fan of the podcast.
I won't.
Woo.
Yeah, I actually had somebody who had heard of the podcast who was up here, which was exciting, and, you know, not one of the close friends who came up with us here. So, yeah. So, yeah, next year, come and find us.
Not me.
Not Mitch, though. Not Mitch.
I'm just kidding. That's because Ted Kent told me not to be a turd, and I did not take that to heart.
All right. So Kent.
Yeah. It's your fault, Kent.
Yeah. And, yeah, we'll be most definitely covering more competitive aspects of things here. I will talk more in-depth about my team for both the trading card game and the video game. I'll probably have a couple other co-hosts on for that one, just so that we can talk more about how amazing the Tier 1 decks are and how sad some of the Tier 2 decks like mine actually performed in those situations. And, yeah, for those of you who are interested and those of you who I did recommend the podcast to and you're just listening to this for the very first time, you can find us on the D20 Radio Network forums at d20radio.com/forums. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/groups/theundergroundpodcast. You can also find us on Twitter at Radio Rotome. Or if you really want to, you can also submit anything that you want to our mailbag at theundergroundmailbag@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. We are going to be driving home now. And you guys have a great rest of your weekend.
The Underground Podcast is protected under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives, 3.0 unported license and is intended for entertainment and educational purposes only. Pokemon is a registered trademark of Nintendo, Game Freak, 4Kids Entertainment, and Wizards of the Coast. Music used in the show comes courtesy of the OC Remix album, The Missing Note Tracks. These songs and thousands more can be found at www.ocremix.org. All original audio, textual, graphical, and video content associated with the Underground Podcast are the sole copyright intellectual property of Nateel Erickson and Samuel Ranke in affiliation with the D20 Radio Network.